What's up, Oos? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me, about to get them, all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
60% of top distributors run on Epicor Profit 21. It's ERP built for distribution, enhanced with agentic AI that doesn't just inform, but acts. Optimizing inventory, streamlining purchasing, and making every day easier. Don't play catch up. Visit epicor.com/win.
The Burt Show.
So I found out through a butt dial that my dad is a traitor, and I need to figure out how to approach him about it because I don't want it to explode on my family.
Curious, when you get a butt dial, how long do you allow yourself to stay on the butt dial before you actually, like, hang up on the butt dial?
Normally, I would give the butt dial probably about 30 seconds. But in this case, the butt dial went to voicemail, and then I played the voicemail back.
Mm.
And then that's when I heard the issue.
Yeah, I'll stay on there quite a while if there's stuff going on. Yeah, but if there just seems to be, like, superficial talk, yeah, I'll give it 30 seconds. But sometimes you get some meaty stuff in there.
I always wait to see if somebody's going to say something about me.
Yeah.
That's it.
I just don't answer because my name's AB, so I'm always at the top of people's butt dial list. So I'm getting butt dials constantly. And if I know that somebody from high school is calling me, I'm like, they didn't mean to do that. So I'm not answering.
We're at the house the other day, and my girlfriend has a four-year-old, and she accidentally butt dialed her ex-husband. And when he picked up, she just said, "Hey, sorry, butt dial," and that was it. And Ace is like, "Butt dial?
Oh no!
At 4 years old, that's fantastic." Yeah, that's good stuff.
I don't even know how you butt dialed today with an iPhone. Have y'all accidentally butt dialed somebody?
I think so. Yeah.
I have not, but I have somebody in my contacts that butt dials me like every 2 weeks.
Me too.
And I have no idea what she is doing. Like, it's not somebody that I communicate with regularly. Typically, it's a old dog sitter of ours. And Bart was the one that used to communicate with her, right? Because he's in charge of the dogs, because he's in charge of all of us. And it just happened again the other day. Went to voicemail. There's a minute long voicemail of just, and I'm like, why are your cheeks constantly calling me?
You know what's potentially has almost got me in trouble a lot in the last 6 months is the accidental voice note that is recording, but I catch it before it sends out.
Yeah, it's happened to me a few times.
I feel like that's the new butt dial. It's like you have your text messages open, and then you're like, God forbid, talking about that person, and then you look down and you're like, how do I delete without sending?
Yeah, you see that it's still recording.
Yes.
You're like, no!
So my dad, a lot like what Kristen was just speaking to, tends to butt dial me a lot to the point where when he calls me, sometime I'll just give it a beat and usually I'll get the text that says accident, sorry, right? And in this case, I had a feeling it was the same thing because he was calling me at a point in time, like it was kind of late at night, and I'm like, he knows I'm in a bed. I'm not normally asleep at this time. So when I actually saw the voicemail, I panicked because I thought, okay, this could actually be an emergency of some sort. And I think before I play the voicemail for y'all, it's important for me to establish a bit of my family history because you'll understand this offense a little more. So I'm very big on two things in my family, pretty much, family and sports. And in my family, sports is a really big deal. And the Dallas Cowboys, more importantly, are really big deal in my family. And my dad is literally the reason that I am a Dallas Cowboys fan. Since I was 8 years old, I can literally remember him telling me, "We are New Yorkers. You're going to take a lot of heat for this."
Yeah.
But in this family, we root for the Dallas Cowboys.
I think 80% of the time, you root for the team that your dad or your mom rooted for when you were younger.
Absolutely.
I've literally had people, as I'm walking out the stadium and Hollis has his Padres stuff on, like a drunk dude come up to Hollis and go, "Just want to let you know, you do not have to root for the Padres. That's your dad's team." And I'm like, don't you listen to that dude. Don't you listen.
And that's exactly what I've gone through my entire life. He gave me that Deion Sanders jersey, and I've worn it proudly since. And if you're a Dallas Cowboys fan, it is sacrilegious to think, even think about being a New York Giants fan.
No.
It's like, I can't explain to y'all how big this rivalry is.
In terms that you would understand, Florida State.
Oh, God.
No way.
Oh, no.
Exactly.
Kentucky.
Duke.
Never mind.
I don't think about football. I think about basketball.
So imagine being in this position. And You know, I kind of was wondering, because my dad, as I was mentioned before, he's head of security for Russell Wilson in Sierra. And Russell Wilson just got traded to the New York Giants. And I thought to myself, wow, what an awkward position for my dad to be in, right? And how is he going to handle this? But with all the years of him just beating it in my head that we do not ever root for the New York Giants, to me, it was a no-brainer. Of course he's going to be loyal to the soil, because this has been what he has built himself, right?
I don't know what rhymes with green, but that sounds like a better rhyme to me.
True indeed. However, I would have respected if he came to me and said, son, we need to sit down and talk.
Family meeting. Deserved a family meeting?
Absolutely. Absolutely, because you can't trade against the Dallas Cowboys blue in this family. And he was out. Sounds like he was having a great time with the family. I was not there. Probably having a drink or two. And I went and I pressed the voicemail to see what my dad was calling me so late for. And this is what I heard.
I ain't gonna lie to you.
I'm a Giants fan.
I'm a Giants fan too now.
How
you gonna be a Cowboys fan?
Oh, okay.
Oh, no. That is my dad, y'all.
Oh, no.
I'm a Giants fan too now.
That's the clearest blunt dial I've ever heard.
Exactly.
Oh, no. Hear the words out of your dad's mouth.
So emphatic, so enthusiastic, so happy, in fact. To yell it from the mountaintop.
What did you do?
I immediately called him.
Yeah.
I immediately called him. I said, we need to talk. And he said, what's up, son? What happened? I said, you just called me. He said, no, I didn't. I said, yes, you did. Check your phone. And I said, I heard the voicemail. He said, what'd I say in the voicemail? I said, something about being a Giants fan, Dad. That's what you said. He said, let me call you right back.
It was that serious. So, first of all, I respect your dad a lot, but he should have resigned from his position if he was a real Cowboys
fan.
That's
what a real Cowboys fan would have been, for sure.
And secondly, if I'm Russell Wilson, I would have my head on a swivel the week that we play the Cowboys. Because if I'm your dad, I'm like, I don't see anything.
Two weeks out the season, he's going to be blind.
It's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Save big on everything when you shop at Menards. Upgrade your kitchen today with Clearview Cabinetry. We offer a great selection of finishes made with the finest materials and built to withstand life's sticky messes. They provide features like soft closed doors and drawers and with cabinet accessories to match your unique style. View our selection of Clearview Cabinetry on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer and find plenty of great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.